you can live above the norm. With God, there are no limitations. Join Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle as they begin an exciting study on God's way of increase that is above and beyond. Next on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Jerry Savelle's with us today. We're going to be here all week long. And you know, Jerry, I mean, my goodness, Jerry and I've been preaching together for over 40 years. I had a three or four year jump on him, but then he worked harder than I did. So somewhere along the line, he caught up with me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Jerry, welcome to this broadcast, man.
Always good to be here.
Oh man, it's good to have you on here. We've been talking about things. We get together like this and we talk together as fast as we can about what all's happening. Haiti is not the only disaster spot on earth. Right now it's the biggest, but it's not the only one. There is stuff happening all over this earth. The whole creation is travailing under the weight of sin and just hell on earth that this earth wasn't created to house. It was created for the blessing. The blessing was created to replenish it. And when the blessing is not there to replenish it, you get everything from global warming to global freezing to global hood, we don't know what all, right. You know. And the scientists all get all messed up, mixed up, because one of them sees one thing, another one sees the other. Well, both of them are probably right. Yeah. But they can't understand it. They don't know what the root cause of it is. So it's yearning, the 8th chapter of Romans says, for a manifestation of the sons of God.
Yeah.
Why? Well, God told Adam that the blessing would replenish the earth, subdue the earth, and take dominion over it. The dominion of love, subduing it with the blessing of the Garden of Eden. My goodness, that's what the earth's still crying out for.
The sons of God walk in that blessing.
Amen. And we've got it.
Yeah.
The blessing of Abraham, according to Isaiah 51, is that Eden blessing.
And we're finding out, you know, governments can't fix things like
Jerry,
that.
Sure, they can't.
It takes the blessing of God.
I don't condemn anybody for wanting to fix it.
Yeah.
But the ideas they have for fixing it make it worse.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're leaning totally on human concept, human knowledge, human ability, and that'll go so far. But it's going to take the blessing of God to fix something that devastating.
Yeah, the blessing's own thing can go beyond what humans can do, because humans tear it up in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the blessing of Abraham working in this.
Right.
And what needs to happen is manifestation of the blessing of the sons of God. And that's happening right now. Amen.
And one of the great manifestations of the blessing of God is prosperity. And what is needed more right now to fix something like what's going on in Haiti than believers prospering and us being able to invest into something like that. Do what the government can't do.
Yeah.
They got limitations. But the blessing knows no limitation.
Man, that's it, isn't it, right there? It sounds to me like that's what you wanted to say today.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Oh, man, glory to God. Get us going here, Jerry.
Well,
where you want us to start?
I want to look at Ephesians chapter 3, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
And before reading that, just state that the Spirit of God spoke to me in November of last year. I was actually flying to South Africa and just kind of sitting there on that flight, minding my own business, not really seeking God at that moment, just getting settled in for that long flight. And the Spirit of God kept saying to me that 2010 was going to be a year of the manifested presence of God, and that He wanted to take us to the above and beyond. He wanted to take us beyond what we had ever experienced before in our lives. With that blessing. Now, I was just coming off of the finest year I'd ever experienced in 40 years of ministry.
2009.
I mean, it was harvest time for us. It's like all those years we stood and all those years we believed and all those years we sowed. You know, and God's been good to me over the years, but it's like 2009, the crops came up.
It was harvest time.
And so I was, you know, excited and praising God for that. And we'd been experiencing breakthroughs like we'd never experienced before. We broke all records in the ministry in every area, our television ministry, everything, just broke records. And so I was thinking about that. And the Lord said, well, you haven't seen anything yet. This is the time to go above and beyond.
Amen.
And so in thinking about that, immediately I thought of Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Mm. And the King James says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. You know, I've often thought about that power that worketh in us. Well, if you keep that phrase in the setting here, in the context of what he's talking about, he started out with a prayer. Mm-hmm. And he says in verse 16 that he, speaking of God, would grant you or us, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend. Now, that's an important phrase right there, that we may be able to comprehend. Then he goes on to say, with all saints, what is the length, the breadth, the depth, the height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that he might be filled with all the fullness of God. And then it says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, but it's according to the power that worketh within us. And I believe the power that he's referring to is the power to comprehend all this.
Yeah,
in other words, if you can't comprehend how big God is and just all that he wants to do in your life, and it's all because of his love for us. Now, that's the revelation he wanted us to get, is how much God loves you. If you don't yet believe that God loves you this much, that he would do these things, then you're never going to get beyond just a mediocre kind of life.
Well, trust is involved in
that. Yeah.
And there's a difference between trust and faith. You have faith, but you trust him. I mean, and the more you comprehend, the more your trust develops, isn't it?
That's right.
Oh, I see that.
The power to comprehend, the way the Lord said it to me years ago was, if you can conceive it, then you can receive it. But you can't have anything that God wants you to have, that God desires you to have, if you can't first conceive it or comprehend it in your own heart and mind. And that's what the Word is for. The Word is designed by God to change our image of ourselves, the image of the way the world says we have to live, the image of the way society says we have to live, even our own culture, our own environment, the way we were brought up. All of those things have limitations. Mm-hmm. All of those things will tell you that you can go so far. But if you can lay hold upon what his word says and have the power to comprehend that, where it becomes a revelation deep down on the inside of you, then from that point, you have no limitations.
The limit is gone.
The limits are off.
Glory to God.
But it's all based on the power to comprehend.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the power to comprehend is, its foundation is a revelation of the love of God.
Mm-hmm.
That God loves me so much that he's willing to do exceeding abundant above anything I can ask or anything I can think. In other words, as big as I can think, God says I'm bigger than that. As big as I can believe, he's bigger than that. As big as I can dream, God is bigger than that. I love the way the Amplified says that he is able to carry out his purpose and to do it super abundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. Now, what I get from that is there is what God calls an above and beyond kind of lifestyle.
Man,
there is an above and beyond kind of lifestyle. And if I'm able to comprehend that, then no devil can keep me from experiencing it. In fact, no government, no society, or anybody else can keep us from experiencing what God refers to as the above and beyond kind of life.
It ain't based on them.
It's not based on them. Now, listen to this phrase in the Amplified again, that he is able to carry out his purpose. His purpose. Well, when I think about that, I go back to John chapter 17 and listen to something Jesus said.
That's my favorite chapter, man.
John 17, and here Jesus is praying to the Father.
Oh, my.
And notice what he says in verse 14. I have given them thy word, speaking of his disciples, his followers. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them. Why? Because they are not of this world, even as I am not of this world. Now, the Message translation says, they are no more defined by this world than I am defined by this world. And the word defined there means marked by its boundaries. So what Jesus is saying is, my followers, my disciples, well, he's talking to me and you just as much as he was talking to them. I'm a disciple of Christ.
Verse 20 establishes that.
Sure.
Neither pray I for these alone, talking about those that are there with him, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word.
That's me.
That's everybody that ever believed anything come through the word of these guys that were there.
That's right. So we're included in this prayer. And what Jesus is saying is this.
That took the limits off of that.
That took the limits off right there. Jesus said, I am not marked. He's speaking of himself. I am not defined by this world. In other words, I am not marked by this world's boundaries, but neither are those that follow me. Neither are those that believe in me. So Jesus is saying, I am totally unlimited. This world has no boundary that I can't cross, and neither does this world have any boundaries that my people can't cross.
Jerry, back years ago, the Lord said this to me right out of this same chapter here and back over. I was going through from the 8th chapter of John through the 17th chapter of John, and just, And everything he was saying to me, particularly you get down here at the bottom, said, show them you love them much as you do me. Well, that takes a limit off, doesn't it?
Right.
So when he was pointing these things out to me, it was a stretch, brother, because this was back when I was still to where you. I didn't know these things yet. And he pointed out to me that when he said, I only say what my Father says, and I only do what I see my Father do.
Right.
And then he said, you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Continue in my word.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I said, yeah, well. He said, well, no way, where did I get that? Well, your Father said it. Yeah. I wouldn't have said it if he hadn't have said it.
Right.
Now, why am I free? You're the Son of God. No, he said, that ain't why I'm free. I'm free because of what my Father said to me, and the truth has made me free. The truth he said, I said to you, and if you'll continue in my word, the truth will make you just as free as I am.
Yeah, that's right.
It took me weeks of just gnawing on that, and finally I realized, hey, there's not any limits on us. We're just free as he is.
That's right.
If he wasn't free, we couldn't be.
Well, the only limits that we have in our lives are the ones that we accepted.
There's somebody
Most
else
of them
imposed.
Are self-imposed.
Yeah.
In other words, limitations, they don't come from God, because God said that all things are possible to him that believeth. So that removes limitations right there. If all things are possible to the believer, then God is saying the believer has no limitations. Okay, so if I grow up like most people do, we all grew up with limitations in our own minds, thinking, well, I couldn't live in that neighborhood, or I couldn't drive a car like that, or I'll probably never make that kind of money. Why? Because either my parents told me that, my environment told me that. My culture told me that.
You lack education, or you what you call an education told you that.
Well, even the highest form of human education still has limitations, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, the greatest universities in the world, you know, based on human intellect, are still going to tell them, yeah, you can get yourself an education, you'll go so far.
But well, they're based on what you can't.
Don't get wild with it.
They're based on what you can't do.
Yeah.
They really are based on what you can't do.
So it wasn't until we get into the Word of God.
Oh, man.
And start this process that Paul calls the renewing of the mind, that you begin to realize that God put us on this planet to be just like Jesus, and He said He had no limitations. He said, I know no boundaries. Man, the first time that became a revelation to me, I thought of old Gene Autry, don't fence me in.
Don't fence me in, brother.
You know, don't fence me in. So what this tells me is, as a child of God, I have no limitations. Any limitations I think I have accepted from somebody other than God, because God is not the author of limitations. And, you know, even in what the world has been crying out for the last several years now, the worst of times, you know, worst depression we've had since 1929. Last year, 2009, they were screaming about how bad it was. And yet God proved to me and many others that when the world is screaming worst of times, it can be our best of times. Isaac proved that in Genesis chapter 26. The Bible says that there was a famine in the land. And God told Isaac, don't go to Egypt. Don't you look for some other source. Don't always look for the path of least resistance. You just stay right there in that land, and I'll be with you, and I'll bless you. And what does it mean to bless? Empower to excel. Empower to increase. Empower to succeed.
Biggest thing he'd ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
He got bigger than the king, and the king wanted him out of there. But it's the biggest thing any of them had ever seen before.
The Bible says that right in the midst of that famine, when they were having their worst of times, God's man had his best of times. He sowed in that land, reaped 100-fold in the same year.
You know, Jerry, the more I read that, the more I realize the blessing was so big in him. That's the reason God needed him there. The blessing was so big in him that, you know, the King James says the man waxed great and went forward and became very great. The Hebrew Bible says, and the man became wealthy, and he went forward, grew, and became very wealthy indeed.
Yeah,
to the point where everybody thought the famine was over. They made him leave. The famine wasn't over at all. The blessing in him overwhelmed it.
Yeah.
When he left, the Chumash says that the wells they dug dried up and the fruit trees withered away. So the famine was still there, but the blessing in that one man was so big that everybody thought the famine was over. So they got him back in there, and the blessing started up again until the famine did it.
Well, wouldn't that work in Haiti today?
Absolutely.
Put people in there that's got that same blessing
on
them?
Yes, sir. And that's what the Lord's instructed us to do. We're doing it in there right now.
Yeah. So what that proves with Isaac is that there is what God calls an above and beyond kind of life. Above and beyond lifestyle.
That. Above and beyond.
Yeah. And this is the year, Brother Copeland, that God wants us to enter into it. Now, you know, we've come a long ways in 40 years. I mean, when we, both of us, we look back where God brought us from and where we started.
Ooh,
I mean,
we waxed great.
We've been waxing great, for sure.
Well, we're going forward, brother.
But, you know, you can even get to the place sometimes where you look where you've been and you look where you are now, and if you're not careful, you get to thinking,
well,
this is about to seal into it.
I see that, brother.
And God is saying, no, this is above and beyond time.
Jerry, that's as dangerous as it was back there when you thought there was no way out of that hole.
Yeah.
It may be worse.
Yeah.
Because we ain't seen anything yet.
No, because you can get comfortable. You know, and get satisfied and think, well, you know.
You'll start losing
God's brought us a long ways. I mean, there's no need in pressing like we used to and being as persistent as we once were.
You remember what Oral used to say to us all the time, man? But when He was talking about that fourth man and the Hebrew children. Actually, this was the message of the fourth man.
Yeah.
Everybody was so overwhelmed by the way he closed it, that who is this fourth man and is Jesus in all 66 books of the Bible.
Yeah.
But that wasn't the point.
No, no.
The point was, if you bow, you burn.
Yeah.
If you don't bow, you can't burn.
That's right.
And then he summed it up like this: whatever you compromise to keep, you will eventually lose.
That's right.
And I don't care how big it's become. Mm. I don't care how strong you've become. You start getting comfortable and compromise your faith and just, well, I got the money, just pay for it. That thing's already headed down.
Mm. Yeah.
You quit helping other people and it's headed to the ditch.
There's no stopping point in this.
No, there isn't, is it?
No, there's no stopping point. I mean, you know, we're going to keep using our faith throughout eternity. It's impossible to please God without faith. So what we're doing is we're learning how to use it down here, you know.
That's
what it is. But we are headed, I believe the body of Christ is headed for a time that no other generation has ever experienced. No other generation has seen quite what God's about to show us. Now, Abraham was an extremely blessed man, and Isaac was an extremely blessed man. But we got a better covenant, founded upon better promises. And if God took them into an above and beyond lifestyle under that covenant, how far will he take us under the better covenant?
Jerry, I'm convinced that their faith, here we're looking at our future here, and they're at our back. That their faith was projected to the future until Jesus came and paid the price, and then they came through it. I'm talking about Abraham and so forth, those behind us. Their faith was catapulted forward. And I believe a lot of the technology that we enjoy today was based in their faith back there when they got a hold of the thing. But now all of this is here. It's not the answer. The blessing is the answer. These are just tools. And our faith is propelling it on forward.
Mm-hmm.
Above and beyond.
Yeah.
What a thrill. And we out of time. We need to stretch this thing, brother.
We need some above and beyond TV time, don't we? We'll have to come back tomorrow.
Yeah, Brother Jerry and I'll be back in just a moment.
Come to these exciting meetings. A Behind the Mission Weekend with Stephen Kelly Swisher is June 25th and 26th in Lombard, Illinois, at the Weston Lombard Yorktown Center. The Copeland Family Meeting in Long Beach, California is July 8th through 10th, 2010. Come and meet the family, George and Terry Pearsons, Stephen Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland, and Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons at the Long Beach Convention Center. This year, the Southwest Believers Convention is being called Homecoming 2010. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, and Creflo Dollar August 2nd through 7th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. The Behind the Mission Weekend in Orlando, Florida will be September 24th and 25th with Stephen Kelly Swisher at the Hilton Orlando Bonnet Creek. For more information, call 800-600-7395 or visit our website at kcm.org. Nobody wants to settle for second best. You don't have to. God can take you from the ordinary to the extraordinary. Dr. Jerry Savelle's teaching series, The Above and Beyond Lifestyle, is an inspiring teaching that gives hope for your future. No matter what is happening in the world, God loves you and has given you His Word. He is limitless, and His Word is without boundaries. You can have success, not failure, victory, not defeat, health, not sickness, and blessing, not lack.
The best advice you will ever receive for how to live well in this chaotic world is going to come from the Holy Spirit.
This teaching will help you renew your mind, keep your dreams alive, and break down the barriers to God's above and beyond blessing. Don't settle for the ordinary when you can have the extraordinary. You can live an over-the-top lifestyle where you are blessed to be a blessing and show the world how good your God really is. Order the Above and Beyond Lifestyle by Jerry Savelle. This brand new CD set is available now for just $15. For a product discount and 48-hour processing, order your set online at kcm.org. Other ways to order include calling our toll-free number, 800-600-7395, or when you write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. For this and other KCM products, go to kcm.org.
Come on now, the Above and Beyond Lifestyle. Three CDs. Praise God. I got to get me one of these. I'm telling you now, this is probably this 2.5 days riding, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Good riding. Boy, I mean, pop that in there and head off down the highway. Well, that just don't get any better than that. I'm really looking forward to this. This has really opened up a lot of things in me today that the Lord has been talking to me about, and I can see now where it fits in. Mm-hmm. Get hold of these. It's good on the broadcast, but like we said a moment ago, this broadcast has got timed out. This is not. I'm telling you, this is the whole message. Praise God. Jerry bringing a lot of powerful good news. So order it. Father, we pray for this radio and television audience all over this world,
yes,
wherever they are. Whatever they're doing, praise God, you're there, you're more than enough, and your word is final authority in the say of every government, every situation, from the streets of Manhattan to the darkest jungle in the world. And we give you the praise and the thanksgiving for it that men can be free in Christ Jesus. Man alive. Listen, we've got some awesome meetings planned this year. Behind the Missions Weekend. This has really turned into something with the kids, Steve and Kelly and Jeremy and Sarah, and I can start naming the whole bunch of them, and all the girls that are the singing, Strand of Pearls, and so forth, and with our partners. And man, there's some really outstanding miracles. There we've got record of at least one that I know of, one blind woman that just got her sight back. Praise God. April 16, 17, Atlanta. Chicago, June 25th and 26th. You got to be there. And then homecoming, one big believers convention this summer. Praise God, August the 2nd through the 7th here in Fort Worth. At the Fort Worth Convention Center. Oh, Jerry's going to be there. You know, you ain't never missed one of them, have
you? Yeah, never missed one of them.
This is our 30th year in Fort Worth in the Believers Convention. We'll see you tomorrow. And remember this, Jesus is Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining the Believer's Voice of Victory. For more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit kcm.org.